You're listening to The Out of Time. I'm Phil.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll come and tuck you in as soon as this broadcast is over, my dear. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I have a serious conversation that I have to conduct with you, my listening audience. And I must say that it's with some disappointment and dismay that I find that I must do this. However, there is no getting around it at all. It must be done, so don't go away. You're going to want to hear every word of this. And this conversation won't culminate until next Tuesday night. And I'll tell you all about it right after this.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow another whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone. Crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, don't be, that's gonna get you a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, or don't let it go survive. That's what she said, she won't let it go survive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to an impasse with our sponsor. And I'm going to tell you what it's all about and how it has transpired. Since the beginning, when I chose Craig Smith and Swiss America Trading to sponsor this broadcast and backed them 100%, even gave you my guarantee against theirs, and have backed it 100%. There has been a small point of contention, which was never a major point with me. And some of you called in occasionally and asked, how could I have a sponsor that sponsored Bo Greitz at the same time? And I always told you that this is if it's a ministry, it's a ministry of freedom. I believe in freedom. I believe that each man has to make their choice and answer to God for whatever that choice may be. And if their choice is made out of whatever reason, that reason had better be able to stand before God. Because at some point in the future, I believe that we are all ultimately judged by God. And I don't mean some guy with a flowing white beard and in white robes sitting on some throne on some cloud somewhere out there in the universe. That's not my concept of God. I believe that our actions call into play certain reactions, and ultimately we're going to have to stand in judgment of what we have done and what we have caused to happen because of what we have done, and the hurt or the deceptions or whatever it is that we were involved in. And I have to tell you that in my youth and portions of my life, I was headstrong and stupid and did some things that I'm not too proud of. And I have sunk down on my knees on many a night and begged forgiveness of my God and have repented wholeheartedly of all that I have ever done wrong. And I have admonished you not to put me on a pedestal, nor to worship me or believe that I'm the great leader that is sent to save you, because I'm not. I'm just a messenger. And that's the truth. Where the conflict comes in, ladies and gentlemen, is with you, the listening audience, because of late I have begun to receive a tremendous amount of mail calling into question my personal integrity and honor because I have accepted as my sponsor Swiss America Trading, which also sponsors Bo Greitz, whom we have named on this broadcast as a Trojan horse, as a liar, a deceiver, and we have proved every single bit of it. And along the way, others have done the same thing. Pastor Pete Peters, I don't approve of his racism, for he is a racist without any doubt whatsoever. And he admits that, and that's okay. He's honest, you see. So I can respect Pastor Pete Peters, and I can tell you that he's an honest man. I cannot do the same for Bo Greitz because he's a liar and a deceiver and a manipulator. Pastor Pete Peters, early on in this game, about 2 or 3 years ago, published a report condemning Bo Greitz as a liar and a deceiver, claiming that he was a Christian when he wasn't, infiltrating Christian organizations when he was not a Christian. Did not believe in Christianity, believes that the Messiah that is to come is Adam, not Jesus Christ. And Greitz has deceived so many people, telling him that he was a Christian, telling Mormons that he was a Mormon, telling New Agers in Sedona when he went to speak there that he's tried all the different religions and has never found one that he could believe in. Why did he say that? Because he had to manipulate that audience, and that audience is a New Age audience. They don't believe in churches and religions, or at least most of them don't. It's never fair to make a blanket statement about any group of people, ladies and gentlemen, because it's never true. And I've tried to teach you that on this broadcast. Greitz has been proven a liar on this broadcast over and over again as I have played tapes in his own words. I've read you from his book and played tapes that completely contradict what he said in his book. I have played tapes in his own words that prove to you the truth about the lies that he has spread about me, stating that I stole the Zapruder tape from the CIA operative Lars Hansen and was charging an exorbitant fee for this tape, when the reality was, when I played the tape in his own voice, recorded from the Billy Goodman Happening on KVEG in Las Vegas in 1989, people wanted to know why I wasn't selling the tape. And I said, I simply can't. I don't understand who owns the copyright, and I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want to steal from anybody. And Greit said, well, let me interrupt here. Let me tell you that I'll sell you that tape. I'll sell you. You just send me $10, and I'll sell you that tape. And over and over and over again. And how many years has he been telling you all that he's a Christian? Ever since I can remember. You see, I started out as one of his greatest supporters, so I'm not somebody that's come up trying to chop Bo Greit down. I started out as one of his greatest supporters and am probably responsible for bringing him a large portion of whatever following he gained in the early part of his rise to prominence. And I regret that very seriously. And I was one of his greatest supporters until I attended Freedom Call 90 in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel in 1990, in July, and heard Bo Greit say, when he introduced himself and gave his background, that he was a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. I heard it with my own ears. You can call me a liar until hell freezes over. I am telling you that I was there and I heard it with my own ears. I also heard him make the same statement twice on the Billy Goodman Happening in radio interviews. I also shook his hand on several occasions when he gave me the Masonic handshake of the Master Mason. And I didn't return it. And at Freedom Call 90, on the second night, when there was a dance, he disappeared for a long period of time, came back up to the dance floor, and I was there talking with several other people. Greit came up and embraced me and gave me the 5 points of fellowship, which is a Masonic thing. It's also a Mormon thing. That's when I quit being a follower of James Bo Greit, because I understood who he was and what he was. Many of you continued to follow him, and when I tried to expose him and told you the truth about him and played the tapes in his own voice over the air on this broadcast, you still found it hard to believe. Until recently, on his radio broadcast, he began to preach to you the New Age religion, and in his newsletter, which he sent out to all of you silly idiots who went to spike training, which is another laughing at you. The spike is the obelisk, the phallus, the penis of Osiris, the generative force, the ray of the sun. Oh, what fools ye mortals be. And I'm not insinuating that I'm not a mortal. It's just a very famous quote that says it all. Now he is preaching reincarnation. He says that he was a spirit guide before he entered this earth as a baby human being. One of the spirit guides that recently Hillary Clinton was holding a seance in the White House talking to her spirit guides, one of whom is Eleanor Roosevelt. He says you can find the Holy Ghost in a Buddhist temple. Now, folks, I'm not condemning Buddhists. I'm not telling you that there's no such thing as anything. What I'm telling you is he's lied to you for years. That's the point that I'm trying to make. He's lied to you for years. I have sent all the evidence and proof that I have accumulated in the form of tapes in his own words, the proof that I've garnered from other people who have received the Masonic handshake from him. And folks, he is a barefaced liar when he says that it's because he broke his finger and his finger sticks out straight and touches the other person on the wrist. That's not the Masonic handshake. If you fall for that, you're a bigger fool than I even thought. He made that up to explain that away, because so many people have received that handshake from him over the years. And we all know what it is. You see, it's about deception. It's about lies. It's about manipulation. It's about telling you one thing and living another. Telling you one thing and doing another. Telling you one thing and being another. He told you he went to Ruby Ridge to help Randy Weaver, and that was a lie. He went to Ruby Ridge because the FBI called him and he was working for the FBI. And the entire time that he went up there and spoke to Randy Weaver and talked him into coming out of that cabin, Bo Greitz was wearing an FBI wire. And every word of the conversation that was supposed to be private between him and Randy Weaver was being taped by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The same with the Montana Freeman standoff. When Greitz went up there, he did not go up there to help the Freeman. He went up there because he was working for the FBI. And the entire time he was in there, according to our informants within the FBI, James Bo Greitz was wearing a wire there also. And what did he say about the Freeman when he came out? How long are you people going to buy his bullshit? Because that's what you're doing. You're proving yourselves to be A1, number, first class, highest priority, idiots, stupid fools. If you want to continue that, you can go ahead. Now, my personal integrity and honor is being called into question because I accept the same sponsor that James Bo Greitz has. Yet I wonder why you people don't call into question the sponsors of major radio broadcasts in the established media, in the establishment television, people who finance movies that are blatant propaganda pieces. You still do business with those people. So I find a lot of hypocrisy everywhere here. I believe in freedom, and it's Craig Smith's choice and his right to sponsor whoever he wants to sponsor in order to promote his wares. I don't approve of his sponsorship of James Bo Greitz. But at the same time, I believe in freedom, and I believe in his freedom, his right to do it if he wants to. But I've received so many letters from the listening audience that I am now getting inquiries as to why you have not heard a commercial for Swiss America Trading on this broadcast in quite some time. And the reason for that is I called Craig Smith and told him about the letters that I've been getting and told him that I'm an honest, honorable man and my integrity will not be called into question by anybody for any reason, and even though I cannot afford to continue to pay for the airtime of this broadcast, that I can no longer accept Swiss America Trading as a sponsor of the Hour of the Time, which means this broadcast is either going to go off the air or we're going to shift to another broadcasting schedule. Maybe one or two nights a week at a later or an earlier time that I can afford to pay for myself. Or we're going to attempt to get another sponsor that will absorb the airtime. You see, I've never earned anything from this. Swiss America Trading has never paid me one single penny in our entire relationship ever. Not once. Not for any reason. All they do is pay for the airtime and the satellite uplink time. I pay for the phone costs and every other cost of this broadcast. And I don't make one single penny from it. It's expensive, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to see this broadcast go off the air or switch to another time. But at the same time, I cannot allow for any reason my personal integrity or honor to be called into question for any reason, for anybody, for anything, ever. Because if I do, then this broadcast is of no consequence, it has no meaning, and no one will accept the message. So, Craig asked me if there was any way that there could be a resolution to this problem, and I told him that there's only one that I can think of. And that is, if he can come on this broadcast and convince my listening audience that what he is doing is right, and I don't believe that he can do that, because my listening audience is smarter than that, but he wants to try, so he's going to be live in studio next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night. And he's going to be here to state his case as to why he's sponsoring the Hour of the Time and Bo Greitz. And he's going to try to convince you that he's right. And then he's going to take phone calls. So I'm going to give him about 10 minutes to state his case. And then for the next 50 minutes, he's going to take phone calls and answer your questions about that subject. So if you have questions about that subject, that's fine. And I got to warn you, if he or Bo Greitz or anybody tries to stack the deck and call in with Bo Greitz supporters on this issue, then I will drop him like a hot potato during that broadcast in a manner that will be so embarrassing to him, Bo Greitz, and the whole world that you won't even believe it. You see, I have more integrity than any of you have ever even dreamed of. And I don't care if I never broadcast for another second as long as I don't lose one single bit of my personal integrity and honor. That means more to me than anything. And always will. So, Craig Smith is going to have his chance. And the reason that I'm doing this tonight is that he has already informed people in Phoenix who have informed me. And I think he did that to try to call my bluff, to try to make me back down, and I will not. He has informed people in Phoenix who have informed me that he has already decided that if you will not accept his explanation next Tuesday night, that he is going to drop the hour of the time, which is a lie in the first place, because I have already dropped him. You see, it is me that is doing the dropping, not him. But he has decided that if you don't buy his explanation next Tuesday night, that he will go with Bo Greitz, and the hour of the time will be looking for another sponsor. And that's the way it should be. If that's the way that it turns out, ladies and gentlemen. I personally think he'll be doing the wrong thing and he'll suffer for it. Bo Greitz is openly preaching reincarnation and a whole bunch of stuff. He has lost his Christian audience. He has lost his Christian following. He has lost the following and the credibility of anybody who has been listening to him all these years and has heard him lie repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly. It is absolutely unbelievable what this man is getting away with, but that's the way it is. So, now that you know what is going on and why it is going on, I really don't have anything else to say. So, we'll take your calls for the rest of this hour, and you can tell me what you think about all of this. You'll get your chance to speak personally with Craig Smith, the head of Swiss America Training, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday night. He will be live in studio taking your phone calls for 50 minutes of the hour. The first 10 minutes will be his. There will be no music throughout the whole hour on Tuesday night so that we get the benefit of the entire time. And you'll get to question him and talk to him and listen to his explanation until hell freezes over or the hour ends, whichever comes first. Good evening. You're on the air.
Cooper.
Yes.
Sam in Maryland.
Hello, Sam.
Sorry to hear about this situation.
Well, I am too.
But I'd like to talk to you off the air sometime about a little situation I had with Swiss America. Might be a little bit of an eye-opener for you.
Well, I've heard a lot. I'll tell you, most of the things that I hear from people who have dealt with Swiss America Trading who have a complaint, the problem was of their own making.
Now, this is something I think you would be a bit disappointed over if I told you, but I really don't want to talk about it over the air.
Why not? I mean, everything's coming to a head.
Okay.
Talk about it.
All right. I don't want my real name to come out over the air over this, but I have a gentleman who I'm acquainted with who wanted me to make a substantial purchase. And when I say substantial, I mean substantial on his behalf, gold and silver. And I was going to do this, and he was going to pay me a percentage based on how much I purchased. And in shopping around, I called Swiss America. And the gentleman I spoke to there, can't recall his name right offhand, his younger fella, and I don't think he'd been with him a real long time. I pretty much had in mind what I was going to buy for this gentleman. This guy tried to steer me into buying numismatics and insisted on getting my name and address so he could send me some literature and whatnot.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's the job of a salesman.
No, but he wanted me to give him the gentleman's name, address, and phone number so he could talk to him.
Nothing wrong with that either. That's the job of a salesman. If I was training a sales staff, that's exactly what I would train them to do.
No, I was representing the gentleman. No reason for him to talk to him.
Well, that's your job to convince the salesman. But it's not wrong for the salesman to ask to talk to the man who really is putting up the money.
Because
the first job of a salesman is talk to the person who holds the purse strings. Any sales trainer will tell you that.
Defeating the purpose of the thing the gentleman wanted to retain as a non-amenity.
Yeah, but that's your responsibility to maintain that response, that non-amenity. It's the salesman's responsibility to attempt to talk to the man who has the money.
Well, I did meet my responsibility, but I resented him attempting to do that.
You shouldn't, because all salesmen are trained to do that. That is the salesman's job. And any sales staff, no matter what they're selling.
I've had similar situations in other dealings in my professional life, and I've never encountered that.
Well, if you haven't, I'll tell you that the salespeople who do not adhere to what a standard sales training tells them to do not last in the sales profession.
Well, cost them a deal.
Well, it may have cost them a deal. That's the breaks of the game. But you cannot fault a man for doing his job. That's the job of a salesman. What you resented was being pressured, and you felt that maybe if you'd been pressured enough, you might have given in. That's probably the feeling that you had.
Now,
then why did you have a feeling about it?
I just...
If you were in control of the situation...
I just don't agree with you on that, Cooper. I was in control of the situation, and...
Then there should be no hard feelings.
Went no further. But it just caused me to be...
Well, I'd like to see you when you buy a car.
Wary of...
I'd like to see you after you buy a car.
After I buy a car?
Yeah.
I don't buy new cars.
I don't care what kind of car you buy. If you go on a car lot, you're gonna get.
Go on car lots.
Pardon?
I don't buy them that way. I buy used cars very carefully.
Well, that's okay.
You usually get them at a good price.
Well, you may.
I get 3 or 4 years out of them, and I'm ready for them.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is, the salesmen are supposed to do those things.
Well, I just thought you ought to know.
Well, I already knew.
Okay.
I was the National Marketing Director for United Education of Software. I developed sales training programs. I trained salespeople. I hired them. I fired them. And I'm telling you right now, what that salesman did was exactly what a salesman is paid to do.
Well, still can't agree with you, Cooper, but...
Well, then you start a company that depends upon sales, and if you fail to agree with that premise, your company will fail very quickly and you'll go straight down the tubes.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, it's the truth. Absolute truth. Okay. Thank you for calling, though.
Take care.
A lot of people out there think the world is, it's your responsibility to take care of your money and to do what you're required to do. When you go into a place where somebody is trying to sell you something, it is their responsibility. They're paid to sell it to you. Not to cheat you, but to sell it to you. And there are rules that go along with that. You can't fault them for that. And if you give in, you're weak. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. My name is Randy. I'm in Illinois. Good evening to you.
Hi, Randy.
I had a question for you about your 375 improved rifle. 375 H&H improved.
Sorry, but that's not the subject of tonight's
broadcast. Okay, I didn't understand. Okay, fine.
Good night. Nope, the subject of tonight's broadcast is what I talked about in the beginning of this program. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, good. Took me by surprise. You know, I've been listening to...
Turn your radio off.
I'm trying to get to the control. Okay, here we go. I've been listening to both you and Bo Greitz, and I have to say, you may not like to hear this, but I find value in both of what you have to say. You're completely different people. I think what's happening...
That's not the question.
Well, no,
That's not the question, whether someone has value in what they're saying. The question is, Bo Greitz is a proven liar, a deceiver, a manipulator.
Allow me to make my point. My point is that I think that those who would diminish, you know, the Patriot movement have found a...
I think you are completely insane. You're off the wall.
Allow me to...
Allow me to make a point. If you think that you're going to convince me over the air that because Boegreit says some things that are true, as opposed to all the lies that he has told people and all of the deceptions that he has put across on the American people, then you are completely off your rocker. If you have no integrity and no personal honor in order to say that that should not be done and that is wrong.
Okay, here's what I am saying. I'm saying that those bad guys who I believe we're all against...
Boegreit is one of them, you dummy. Good night. Man, if you think I'm going to put up with that kind of bullshit, folks, you're way off the line. If you want to call up and put forth an intelligent argument, then that's fine. If you want to call up and say that it's okay for Boegreit to lie to the American people and tell them he's a Christian when he's not, and at the same time preach the New Age religion and infiltrate people and lie to them and laugh at them. And we have proved that all in this broadcast. And that because of that, we're supposed to overlook that because he says he's a patriot. Then you have no concept of what war is or how you're going to lose it. We are engaged in a war, and the enemy occupies major positions in what you believe to be your own side. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, I'm Russ Lynch. Not have otherwise been exposed to.
Yes, and I'm also appreciative of the fact that they've sponsored this broadcast for so long and allowed me to be able to bring that information to you.
I came to your broadcast as a result of a quite long pursuit for truth, and which took me by way of Tom Valentine and other people along the way, and I really think that if a person is pursuing the truth, that what's important is that the truth be available. So it doesn't bother me at all that Swiss America broadcast also gripes as long as they are broadcasting you. I would have a very great complaint if the situation were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, I wish to just say that it doesn't bother me at all for them to have the dual sponsorship. I don't think that your integrity is called into question by obtaining sponsorship from them. We don't have control over one another's deeds. We only have control over matters we mutually contract. And to me, that is really the overriding consideration. If they fulfill their obligation to you and you fulfill your obligation to them, it really doesn't matter what else that they do, because that's not within the contract.
Well, of course. And as Craig's argument is that he believes in my message. He believes in part of Boegreit's message. He doesn't believe in everything that he says. He certainly doesn't believe in Boegreit's religious viewpoint. And he certainly doesn't condone any of the lies that he's told. But Craig believes that by helping that audience and this audience be able to put their hands on real money, that he's helping an awful lot of people that he wouldn't be able to help otherwise. And I'm not arguing in his behalf. What I'm trying to do is put forth at least part of the argument that he's going to put forth next Tuesday, I know.
Yes, sir, but what I'm thinking is that if he or you or I or anyone else is open to the truth, we're not going to arrive at the truth all together, all at once. It's something that you have to build up. It's the knowledge and understanding is attained gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And to fault someone because they are not enlightened or at the same stage enlightenment as you are, I think is a mistake on the point of your listeners. And I hope and pray that Craig Smith will come to a state of enlightenment regarding sponsorship of people such as Bo. But in the meanwhile, I'm not going to fault him as long as he keeps sponsoring you and as long as he keeps his business conducted with integrity.
Well, that's the way I've always believed. When Craig has asked me or the subject came up, I always told him the truth. And I've sent him the tapes that we played on this broadcast. And when he chose to continue sponsorship of Greitz, That's his freedom to do that. You see, I truly believe in freedom. I believe everyone has the freedom to make the choices that they want, and that they don't have to answer to me for it. They have to answer for God, ultimately. They have to stand before their maker. If they don't believe in God, well, then I don't know what to tell you about those kinds of people, but there has to be some kind of a moral and ethical value in all of us, that if we ignore the truth of those values, then we're going to have to pay for that in some way or another. But I'm not the God that is going to exercise that judgment or that payment.
Yes, sir. And but truth is not all is well. I'm not going to fault him if he continues to sponsor rights, because it sometimes truth takes an awful long time to sink in.
Well, I will, but I would never try to prevent him from doing that.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope that you can continue somehow the sponsorship, or that your listeners who have criticized or who have called your character into question because of this will think over the matter and look at their own life and see if they are walking in complete accord with right in every area of their own life. I doubt that would.
Let him who lives in a glass house cast the first stone, or something like that, right?
Thank you, and good night.
Thank you. That was a good call. Good, intelligent, reasonable man. You see, the argument is not whether Greitz is right or I'm right or anything like that. It's whether or not, with the opposition between Greitz and I, the moral and ethical questions that are called into play between Greitz and I, should Craig Smith be sponsoring both programs? That other caller that called up and tried to say, well, we shouldn't be fighting because we're all patriots, that's the biggest crock of bullshit I've ever heard, and I will not entertain that argument for even 5 seconds. Good evening. You're on the air.
I thought it was people who live in glass houses shouldn't undress.
Well, that's a good one, too. I'll go along with that.
Absolutely.
And in some instances, I might even say people who live in glass houses, I wish they would undress.
Well, yeah, absolutely, but that depends on what they look like.
There's nothing wrong with my hormones, and like I said, don't put me on a pedestal.
Oh, absolutely not.
But
how you doing?
All kidding aside, I'm doing okay.
Listen, you know what? I got a question in answer to your question.
Okay.
What's Craig Smith's goal in being in business?
To make money, of course, and to help. Anybody who thinks he's not in business to make money is not playing with a full deck of cards. But he has also given up an awful lot of business that he could have by totally alienating the entire liberal spectrum and market in order to sponsor the message that he believes in.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's my point. My point is that he's given up so much to make the money, to sponsor what he believes in. I guess my point is that I don't have a problem with him sponsoring whatever it is whatever else he sponsors. And actually, it may be a good thing. Some of you listeners who like to keep track of what this lunatic Greitz is doing might benefit from the fact that he's being sponsored by Craig Smith in the long run, because it's easier to keep track of somebody who's being sponsored.
Well, I also believe that. I know people who will not read a communist newspaper they don't believe in communism. Well, I subscribe to them, read them all the time, and someday in court, somebody's liable to pull all those out and accuse me of being a communist because I subscribe to those newspapers. But you can't tell what communists are doing if you don't read what they're writing.
Exactly. You have to. Well, you always said, and I'm sure the founding fathers always said it too. Actually, I'm sorry, it's not politically correct anymore to refer to them as the founding fathers. These founding people. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, the thing is that you always have to know your enemy. Isn't that the first rule of any battle?
Absolutely. A general who walks out upon a battlefield who does not know his enemy, the commander, the nation, their religion, what inspires their soldiers to fight, has already lost the battle.
Yeah. I mean, and also another thing to consider, too, I mean, not for anything, I mean, in microcosm, and this is very, very much in microcosm, I'm a big hockey fan. I mean, I love the New York Rangers, right? And ever since I was a little kid, I can't stand the New York Islanders. Now, again, in microcosm, I'm not going to stop watching, let's say, Channel 5 because they sponsor, you know, New York Islanders paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the same token, you can't. What am I going to do? Stop listening to your broadcast because the people who sponsors you sponsor Bo Bragg or Betty, or even worse, stop dealing with Craig Smith and Swiss American Trading simply because they sponsor somebody who I don't like?
Well, see, that's the hypocrisy of the thing. And what I want to know is, where are the people who have been writing me all these letters? Why aren't they calling tonight to voice their opinion? Because I've been getting hundreds of letters about this, condemning me and condemning Swiss America Trading for this.
Well, maybe it's a process of sort of weeding out the weaklings. Maybe they're not listening to you anymore, which is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I remember when I first entered school, my organic chemistry professor looked at me and he looked at the person to the left and right of me and said, you know what, only one of you people will be in this class by the end of the semester. And she was right. She was absolutely right. And maybe that's the same thing with this movement. You know, maybe you can't expect a majority of people to be involved. Maybe you can't expect the majority of even the people who start with it involved. But what you want, to my way of thinking and in my opinion, is people who are going to stick by you. And if things like this are going to knock them off the boat, then maybe they weren't really on the boat to begin with, but kind of hanging off the sides.
Uh-huh. I think she was looking for a boyfriend. How was the relationship?
And what?
Well, you were the only one left.
Oh, no. No, I don't mean the only one left in the class. She was basically saying that two out of three of the whole class was going to fail. In other words, I know you're breaking my job. You always bore you, but...
No, I'm just trying to put a little humor into an otherwise humorless situation.
No, it's not a humorless situation. That's what I wanted to tell you, too. You're a very bright and very intelligent man, but I'm going to tell you something right now, Bill. Sometimes, and I think you do already, and maybe I don't have to tell you this, there's humor in all situations. And I think, from what I've heard of your broadcast over the course of the last few years, and from what I've seen of your posts on your, you know, on the Internet, you keep your sense of humor, and that's important, because there is humor in all situations. Some of the things that you've written in response on the Cassie mailing list, some of the things you've written in response to some of these maniacs prove that you have a sense of humor.
Well, thank you. Some people don't catch that humor in some of those posts, and they just go ballistic.
Well, they can't help themselves, you know. I mean, I hate to overuse the word sheeple, but I mean sometimes it just applies.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a situation that you can personally do anything about. Whoever. You know, let he who is going to be for you, and he who is going to be against you. The lines are being drawn, basically.
Uh-huh.
You know, and people are choosing up sides. And you know what?
Well, that's exactly what has to be done. That previous caller who tried to put forth this bullshit argument. We're all patriots, and everybody who says they're a patriot, you know, you can't ever criticize them. We all got to, you know, Rodney King, can't we all get along? No. We can't.
No, we can't is right.
If you're not on my side, we're not going to get along, and that's all there is to it. We're going to fight each other on the battlefield because that's where everything is being propelled to at this moment, to a final battle. And by God, if you're not on my side, I'm going to chop you down. And that's the truth.
Well, most of the people, to be honest with you, Bill, most of these people aren't even going to get involved in the battle. They're going to be on the sidelines watching them.
Oh, they'll be involved. They won't be involved in the battle. They will be the victims of not being involved in the battle. They'll be the flotsam and jetsam. They'll be the dead bodies beside the road. They'll be the beggar at the crossroads. They'll be the orphaned children. There'll be the people who have been raped and their house has been torn apart because they refuse to choose sides and fight the battle. All throughout history, you find these people. They're the long lines of refugees on roads. They're the people being herded by Nazis with no bullets and no bolts in their guns into railroad cars so that they can be driven to concentration camps and worked to death, never mind whether they were roasted in ovens. If they hadn't been roasted in ovens, or if they weren't roasted in ovens, they would have ultimately been worked to death.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, by the way, I want to personally thank you. I thank you for a lot of things before, but when I was listening to all of that nonsense about my heart goes out to the people that were victims and the peoples of the families of the TWA crash. But I really felt like I was being really selfish when I kept saying to myself, I wish they would just stop putting this on the air. I wish they'd talk about something else.
Well, you were right. They should have stopped putting it on the air. They should have talked about something else.
Right, and that's why I'm glad that you said what you said, because it made me realize, you know, I'm not wrong. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I may not be politically correct, but at least, you know, I have an opinion outside of what I'm being told to think, and I actually started to feel good about it. And
good.
Because I was listening to your broadcast that night, that made me realize, you know, and I know it's a little bit off the topic, and I apologize for that.
Well, that's okay, but don't confuse doing the right thing or believing the right thing with hurting the victims. I'm sure that you felt a great empathy and a terrible sympathy for the victims. But you know, that has nothing to do with the propaganda that we were being bombarded with on the media.
Well, sometimes you get caught up in it, and that's why, you know, I really appreciate it. To hear somebody who I admire and respect very much to actually turn around and say the same things that I was feeling, it sort of lent stability to what I was feeling at the time.
Right.
And you know, again, I wanted to call up that night, but you, I don't think you were taking calls, or if you were, it was only a couple. And I don't want to keep torturing you like I always do. But anyway, listen, I'll let somebody else get through. Oh, by the way, how's Pooh doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She said the pledge at the beginning of the broadcast.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad to hear it. Now, how are those birds holding up? She need any more, or?
Well, yeah, you could send her another one. She goes through those things like Papa. She loves them.
All right.
And we fly them all over this mountain. I got to tell you that.
I'm sure. That's awesome. But yeah, I'll definitely send out another one.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Tell everybody I said hi, and they got my call.
Okay.
Good night, man.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from some of the people that I've been getting these hundreds of letters from that have been condemning me and Swiss America Trading for sponsoring Bogue Rights. And, you know, I don't want to condemn you or anything, and I just want you to state your argument on the air so that everybody can find out what this is all about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Bill Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, Bill. I think you hit it right on the head when you were talking about the salesman from Swiss America selling gold. I think this is more of a business thing for Craig Smith than Swiss America, and I believe that, you know, he's looking at the income being brought in by Bogue Rights. However, some of us out here feel that he may have compromised his integrity. Us that have been listening to you for quite some time know that that you would never compromise your integrity. I urge you that maybe this could be worked out, because I think the loss of your show is not worth it all for the revenue that comes in to keep you on the air. We need your show. Like I said, us that have been listening to you for a long period of time do not question where you're coming from.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you sort of stated part of the argument that the people who have been writing me have stated, but not to the point or to the depth or to the passionate stance that they have taken. But I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578 is the number, in case you've been, and I'm sorry for not giving out the number earlier in the broadcast. I just glanced at one of my little notes I leave for myself here and discovered that I have not been giving out the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Lex in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those who wrote you a letter, so I'm going to make this brief. It really is immaterial to me who sponsors you. I think that WWCR's programming would be considerably diminished without you, and it would be considerably less funny without Bogue Rights. I would listen to you if you were on RFPI, Radio for Propaganda International, and I would think that would be just about as funny as WWCR's broadcast of Bogue Rights. Yeah, I hope that somehow you're able to continue your broadcast. I believe that I and most of your listeners can distinguish the truth, and I don't think that there's any problem with integrity there, but that's your decision, and I'd respect you for it either way.
Well, thank you very much. And your point is well taken.
Thanks. Take care.
And thank you for calling. That was a bad line. I hope you all could hear what he said. I could hear it through these earphones, but I'm not sure that you could make it out on shortwave. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I think that this is Phil from Florida. If you pack it in, I believe you've given the left a great victory there.
Well, I wouldn't pack it in under any circumstances, but it would involve a severe cutback on the hours that we would be broadcasting, because We have, well, let me tell you the truth. We've never had any new furniture here, ever. And all during the years that we broadcast, when things get tough and we're not able to bring in any money, we sell what we have, what we own, and we've done that several times. So what we have is usually transient, and I've given many broadcasts where I talk about the reality of freedom, and freedom is not being attached to material things. So because I'm not attached to material things, and I'm really much more of a spiritual person than any of you would ever realize, I could turn around and walk away from everything that I have tonight and not even look back or feel sorry or anything, and trust totally in God to provide me with whatever I need. And this has happened several times throughout my life, and He's never, ever failed me. My family sometimes does not have the complete trust that I do, and so sometimes they suffer for that. And that weighs very heavily upon my conscience.
Well, you're a source of information. The vast majority of us have no possibility of ever getting. And if you let what is perhaps an orchestrated job, all those letters that you say you've been getting, hundreds of them, it sounds like it has to be orchestrated. If you let you off the air, why... they're doing a great service to Clinton and his crowd, and a terrible disservice to the Patriot community.
Well, I really don't think that it's orchestrated, because some of the people who have written me I know and have known for years, and some of them I don't know personally but have been writing for years and have bought many tapes of the Hour of the Time and have been steady supporters. And when people like that began to call into question my integrity and my personal honor, then I have to listen to that. I have to pay attention to those people simply because of the relationship that we've had over the years.
I think you best develop elephant hide.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think there's anybody in the world who's been attacked more than I have, been called more names than I have, has had their character called into question more than I have, have been threatened more than I have, and have been physically attacked and injured more than I have in the quest for the recovery of this constitutional republic and of our freedoms. I don't think it's a matter of elephant hide. I think it's a matter of respect for the people who have been listening to this broadcast and who have been supporting this broadcast for all of these years. This is not an engineered thing. These are people who have been listening to this program since its inception, and who are beginning to sour on the fact that there's an ethical disparity here.
Then they should write Craig Smith and tell him to drop Bo Gritz then. Not your program, or cause you to want to get off.
Well, that,
you know, protect your own integrity. Or,
well, none of them have ever said that they wanted me to get off.
I know, but they're causing you to have second thoughts. That's taking your mind off what we need you for, and that's to give us information.
Well, I understand that.
If you drop out of this dang fight, the five night a week business, you're going to do one hell of a disservice to this Patriot community that depends on you for accurate information and for morale boosting and so forth.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be my choice.
Stay in there. Don't let these clowns run you out. Let them rethink their own position.
Well,
they haven't stopped and thought, or they wouldn't, what they were doing to the rest of the country. Or else they wouldn't take that stand.
That's why Craig is coming up Tuesday night to explain his position and talk to the listening audience, and we'll see what happens after that.
Well, like you say, none of those clowns are called on the air. What's the matter with them?
Well, that's you know, I'm beginning to, you know, the hour's almost up, and but I also have to tell you this. It depends upon who's pushing that redial button the fastest as to who gets in, because this board is lit up like a Christmas tree, and there are more callers than there are on any other radio station in the country to this broadcast, I can guarantee you. And when I appear as a guest on any other radio broadcast in the nation, AM or FM, I'm talking about establishment radio, they tell me that they have never had so many callers in their entire history as when I appear as a guest. So you can imagine what this board looks like.
I can believe that, and then you should appreciate what it's going to do to the Patriot community if you don't allow Craig Smith to continue his buying of the airtime for your program. Then you handed Bo Rich a big victory, you handed Clinton a victory, Janet Reno, and all the rest of these.
Well, what I've done is left it with the listening audience, and that's what will be decided on Tuesday night. It doesn't do me any good to continue to broadcast to an audience who has decided that I'm not credible anymore.
Well, that's them that are writing the letters. How come they're not spending their nickel on a telephone call?
Well, it could be the luck of the redial, or it could be the fact that they're afraid to get on the air and speak their opinion. But anyway, I appreciate your call. I want to get in one or two more calls before the hour is up.
Okay, and thank you, and stay, Bill. Don't let them run you off.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, nobody's running me off, and I won't go off, ladies and gentlemen. If anything, it would just be reduced broadcasting hours. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill Cooper.
Yes.
I'm Laura from Maryland, and I've been listening to you tonight. I listened to you for the last 4 or 5 years, and to me, I feel like the rest of them that's been calling in, it does not bother me one bit about Swiss America sponsoring Bo Grice. I know that, you know, who he is and his kind of character, and you know, I don't even care to listen to the man, but I do care about your show, and I think it's very vital that you stay on. And, you know, you've done us a great service by taking out time from your family and taking time to, you know, get the information you have to share it with us, you know, during the week.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't been, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have known half the stuff, you know, and how to even learn how to research it. And you've really helped me out greatly. And I just want to say thank you. Maybe enough people just don't really take the time to really thank you for what you've done for us. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't want to know it, or they want to find everything they can do to complain or to try to put you down. And maybe this is the way that they're trying to shut you up. But please, whatever you do, don't give this show up. And it's worth it. You're reaching a lot of people. And I'm here on the Eastern Shore, you know, where I consider it socialistic America over here.
You got that right.
I know. I feel like I'm the only one. But I, you know, do get, you know, kind of happy when I do hear that there's people from Maryland, you know, calling up. It might be a few of us here, but you are reaching this way. And it's very important that you do stay on. And I know the time's fleeting and things are getting intense. And we need you even more now than ever before.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, God bless you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Really mean that.
I really appreciate that, and thank you for calling.
Okay.
But I want you all to understand, I'm not fishing for compliments tonight, and it's not about me. It's not even about Bo. It's about a question of ethics concerning the sponsor. So, you know, calling up and complimenting me to death is not going to solve the problem. It's a matter of ethics called into question concerning the sponsor. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
In regards to all of this stuff, I've been listening to you for about 4 years.
I need you to put your mouth right in front of the mouthpiece and talk a lot louder and talk real fast because we're out of time.
Okay, well, I've listened to you for about 4 years, and I've been unable to do anything. And you say that the Patriot community doesn't stand behind the sponsors. And just this week, I made a fairly sizable purchase from Swiss American. I knew that they sponsored Bo Grice, but I don't like that. But I still went to them to support you because of your broadcast.
I think that's great.
So
and I meant that when I say the Patriots don't support their own causes. They don't. And I didn't mean sponsors. I meant causes. And if a sponsor is supporting a cause, and that's what makes the cause work, then they should support that sponsor, and that's the truth.
Now, Craig professes to be a Christian, and the Bible tells us to avoid all appearances of evil, even associating with them, you know. So I have a problem with that, and, you know, from what the Bible says in that regard. But I don't know. I weighed the fact that Bo Grice was being sponsored by him, but in the end, because of the importance of your program, I them for, you know, to help them out.
Well, I appreciate that sincerely. I really do, and I think that that's wonderful.
Okay, Bill.
And I want to thank you all for your contributions tonight, and I want to thank you for calling. And we're out of time, folks. And whoever is calling now, if you'll hold on, I'll get you when we're off the air. But good night, folks, and God bless each and every single one of you.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a star. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you,